May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a well-known saying, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. It implies that we are dealt the family we are given, for better or for worse. We are stuck with them, whether we like it or not. Our friends, on the other hand, are the relationships we seek out, the ones we desire, and to a certain extent have control over. The people we choose to spend time with because, for example, we share similar interests, or those we admire and respect, those that put us at ease, or the popular. Friendships are appealing because we have the potential to grow and develop them out of free will, to have a say in the sorts of experiences we share together. Often our friendships are defined by where we met. For example, our school friends, work colleagues, or family friends, or those people we have just known for ages. There are also our acquaintances, and for some, the competitive relationships that develop, perhaps in order to get ahead. The saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, comes to mind. We see this all too often in the media. The sorts of relationships that develop in order to extract information. The unclear motives behind relationships, which can often damage. The reason and nature of the relationships we choose to enter into can be complex. Jesus, at the point of our gospel reading, had traveled the length and breadth of Palestine with Peter. And perhaps because of their special relationship, Jesus is willing to risk telling Peter the truth about his own future. Jesus predicts his passion and elaborates on the implications of that suffering, not only on himself, but also for any would-be followers. Jesus says that if you enter into this relationship, there will be great suffering, rejection, death, and resurrection. And this Jesus makes plain to his disciples and to the crowds. There can be no misunderstanding or ambiguity here. His teaching is quite clear, unlike the veiled approach Jesus uses in the parables. And to make this message even clearer, the passion is predicted three times in Mark's gospel in relatively quick succession. And the emphasis on each occasion is on the relevance of this for the disciples. Away from the miracles of Jesus, here the weight is on the cross and its significance for all involved. Peter, on hearing this, is in denial, simply unable or unwilling to digest the news. And his response, we are told, is to rebuke Jesus, to make known his strong rejection of the divine plan. So much so that Jesus attributes Peter's response to Satan. "Get behind me, Satan," Jesus replies. This is the sort of conversation one can only have with a close and trusted friend. The Greek verb Mark uses is a strong one. It's a word used elsewhere to describe the casting out of demons and the chastisement of sinners. Our gospel reading leads us to see that Jesus saw, at least in a general way, the opposition his ministry was provoking, and that it could possibly lead to future resistance and to death. So Jesus offers clear instructions. If they want to become followers, then let them deny themselves. That is the selfishness and self-centeredness in them. That is the things that keep them from Jesus. And they are instructed to take up their cross. And given the complexities involved in the relationships we choose to form, there is something quite straightforward about Jesus's approach. An honesty about the nature and motive. Jesus has something very straightforward about wanting a relationship with his disciples, and indeed a relationship with us. A relationship we choose and in which we are told what to expect. Love and the promise of eternal life for the faithful, and a relationship that benefits ourselves and others, not just now, but for generations to come. This relationship is not based on how impressive or popular we appear to be. It is not about equal input. After all, in our epistle reading, God accepted Abraham not because of his good life, but because of his faith. A relationship that recognizes the sinful nature of our generation and offers us something good contrary to that of our generation. During this season of Lent, we are invited through self-discipline to enter into a deeper relationship with God. It is an opportunity to review what sorts of relationships we prioritize, to review the relationships and the things which distract us from Jesus' clear message to his disciples, that they should prioritize him. We are all invited to be God's chosen people through faith, and this relationship is ours through choice. And like no other relationship that we have, this offers life itself. Amen.